Chapter 24. The forearm on Memphis's chest violently knocked him into the water. The man had emerged from the forest unnoticed until the moment he delivered his blow. As strong and as muscularly defined as Memphis, the nearly naked man took advantage of his momentum, knocking the blonde missionary off his feet and slamming him into the shallow river behind him. Memphis struggled to catch his breath as his mind raced for understanding. He stood, wiping water out of his eyes, just in time to see 7 sharp spears pointing directly at him. Suddenly, he knew the fear that had gripped Basil the day before. Memphis stood quietly, his movements purposefully limited. He quickly surveyed the condition of Abigail and the rest of the group. Several other native men surrounded Jonah, Noah, Grace, and Abigail. The fear in his wife's eyes spoke volumes to Memphis. Never before had they encountered such unexpected danger. Who were these men? What did they want? Why had they attacked? Memphis could neither ignore nor answer any of his questions. A spear poked his back, sharply enough to nearly break skin. Memphis interpreted the signal and began to walk. The 7 men guarding Memphis, including the one who had initially tackled him, led Memphis back up the riverbank to the rest of the captives. Memphis felt like a captured animal, but could not understand why they had hunted him.
"What's going on, Memphis?" Abigail whispered once Memphis had rejoined the group. "Are these men part of the Escanawa tribe?"
"I don't know. I don't think they're the Escanawa. We should still be days away from their village."
"What do you think they want?" she asked.
"I don't know. I mean, if we were close to someone's village, I could see how they might feel threatened and attack us to protect their family. But no one lives out here. I can't even figure out where these men came from."
The spear jabbed Memphis's back again, this time drawing a little blood. Also prodded by spears, Jonah and Noah walked in the same direction while the girls reluctantly followed. As they headed away from the river, the forest shadows engulfed the morning illumination of the sun. The sound of the river faded behind them as the natives forced their prisoners deeper into the jungle. The armed native men remained silent the first hour of the hike. The entourage occasionally paused long enough for the natives to drink a handful of water from a passing stream. Memphis tried his best to stay close to Abigail despite the threatening spears. Noah closed his eyes tightly and wished himself to an old corner bookstore he once visited while on vacation in Greece, a poorly conjured image constantly interrupted by the smell of animal feces and the sounds of monkeys chattering and swinging in the trees above. Mud covered Jonah's wet boots, his stomach growled relentlessly for lack of breakfast, and blood trickled down his sunburned arms from scratches left by imposing tree branches along the narrow trail. All of which reminded him that he remained a jungle rookie. A month and a half ago, he was a semi-respectable professor living in a comfortable New York City apartment. An hour and a half ago, he was a man outside his element, learning the ropes of the Amazon, all the while slowly impressing a girl so extraordinary and attractive that it was all he could do to ignore the inescapable truth that she was out of his league. Suddenly, he had not only lost all gained ground, finding himself right back in the role of greenhorn city boy lost in the wild, but moreover he had stumbled into a situation that could likely lead to his imminent death. After a 3-hour hike that left the 5 captives exhausted, terrified, and dehydrated, the trip came to an abrupt halt. Though concealed for the moment, an apparent destination had been reached. Memphis looked up, his eyes affording him an obscured view of a small village beyond the trees just in front of him.